Troubleshooter by Greg Hurwitz. Read by Eric Steele. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Den Lorry strained against the cuffs, so his shoulders bulged under his jailhouse blues, sending ripples through the FTW tattooed above his collarbone. An amused smile, all gums at the corners, rode high on his face. In an additional security measure, the chains of his leg restraints had been knotted, narrowing the space between his ankles. Kaner sat beside him on the transport's bench seat, stooped so his head wouldn't strike the roof during freeway turbulence. Because he was too broad for his wrists to meet behind his back, Kaner's arms were secured with two sets of handcuffs linked together. A one-time sparring partner to Tyson, in prison, he'd snapped more than one set of cuff chains, so a second pair of restraints secured him at the forearms. Beneath a wild man's spray of black hair, a 22 tat on the back of his neck advertised his previous stint in the pen. Kaner had a broad, coarse face and prominent earlobes, fleshy tags that lay dimpled against his skull. Den, president of the Laughing Sinners Nomad chapter, and Kaner, the biker gang's national enforcer, were being driven under heavy guard directly from sentencing to San Bernardino County Jail, where they'd await Con Air transport to a federal penitentiary. They'd been convicted of the torture killing of three members of the Cholos in retaliation for the shooting of a sinner. Den, renowned for his knife skills, had severed the victims' heads with surgical precision and set them in their laps. For good measure, he'd removed their hearts and left them on the Cholos' clubhouse doorstep. The gesture marked an